Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
More evidence of the influence of dairy and meat industries soaring feedlots in the climate crisis. International organization Grain has just published a new report where they explain how the industrial production of meat and dairy contributes to global climate change. The report is titled Grabbing the Bull by the Horns, It's Time to Cut Industrial Meat and Dairy to Save the Climate. Grain points out that while energy companies are the most frequent targets of climate activism, large food production corporations, especially from the meat and dairy sectors, contribute to the global climate crisis in a significant way. In a press release issued on February the 9th, the organization highlights that according to the UN Food and Agriculture Organization, meat production alone generates more climate change-causing greenhouse gas emissions than the entire global transport sector, one of the most polluting sectors. Grain works supporting peasants and social movements in their struggle for biodiversity-based and community-controlled food systems. The report points out to the importance of policies to reduce meat and dairy consumption, but also highlights the need to dismantle structures that promote the expansion of industrial production in the hands of large transnational corporations. On the other hand, according to Grain, in most of the global south, cattle is raised mainly by peasants and small farmers who practice low-emission mixed agricultural systems with grazing in areas that are not useful to grow crops.